Welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Coming to Kalamazoo to study music at Western Michigan University at age 31, Ahmed Tofik struggled with homesickness while learning to speak English and navigate American society. He remembered that feeling well when a few years later, refugees from Syria began to arrive in West Michigan, and he and his wife were called upon to volunteer their time and abilities to help these families. In this musical edition of Weekend Let's Hear It, Ahmed Tofik tells his story to WMUK's Craig Freeman.
My name is Craig Freeman, and welcome to Weekend Let's Hear It. It is often said that music is a language, a form of communication that reaches all of us, unbound from the restrictions of geography, race, age, creed, anything. And my guest today knows just how powerful that gift can be. Violinist Ahmed Tofik is a musician and educator who, alongside his wife, has founded a program that gives solace and hope to children of Syrian and other refugee families. Ahmed, thank you for being here today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's wonderful having you. I think before we get into some music, if we could hear a little bit about your background. So you are from Iraq originally?
Yes, I am from Kurdistan, north of Iraq. I came to USA and Kalamazoo 2014. And I came to study Master of Music. And I got my master's degree December 2016.
In violin performance?
Yes, yeah. Okay. When I start music, I was 16, actually.
Yeah. 16?
Yes, when I was 16 years old. And we have an institute of fine arts in my city. Actually, after high school, this is 5 years. And after I finished 5 years, I went to college in the capital of my area, like 3 hours far to my city. And I graduated and I came to here to study Master of Music.
You mentioned traditional folk music. Is there something you could play for us?
Yes, actually, I will play like one of the maqam, we call it bayat maqam. And after that, I'll play another song after this maqam. Because back home, when you are playing maqam, maqam is one that like a Middle Eastern scales. Like when you have minor or major or like C major. But in our music, we have and a whole note, and we have a quarter tone. That's between, like, for example, if I play F sharp and F natural, the F quarter tone is between them.
So usually in Western music,
yes,
a half step is the smallest distance between two notes.
Yeah, and when we are playing the and if I play like B half flat, this is between the B flat and the B natural. Yeah, it's some people sometimes, you see, like, it's hard for the people. They didn't hear it before. Maybe they thought this is out of tune, but this is like our music. And every place, when we are playing this like quarter tone, is not exactly the same. It's different from area to area.
It's tuned differently from
The comma is different.
Wow.
Some of them 8, 7, 9. Yeah. But I don't know, because we grow up with this, and when I play, this is our, like, for our area. But when we are going down, the quarter tone is different. And when you are going up, the quarter tone is different, is higher. But when you are going down, it's down. It's like, yeah, it's more than 9 sometimes.
That's amazing. And you can hear whether it's out of tune going up or down. Is that something you're just
getting used to? It's a little bit, but you can hear it when you are playing, the people, they play in this area and the other area.
You can tell the difference.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Could you say the names of the pieces that you're going to play once more?
Actually, it's this is Maqam Bayad, and the other one is one of the traditional song, folk song we call Zambil Frosh, from the upside of my city. It's a very famous song.
Let's hear that now.
Yes.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I could hear all those devices you were talking about with the quarter tone.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, to my ear, that dissonance is, you're so consistent with it. And it sounds off, but it's right.
Yes. Yeah. It's hard if you didn't hear it before.
Yeah. No, it's so cool. I also noticed how you embellish notes, and there's different techniques that you're using. It sounded like you started out with a simple melody,
yes,
and then altering that one note sometimes by it seemed like you were using a harmonic, maybe, or playing with harmonic to give it a different sound quality, and then embellishing with like a flurry of notes. What type of techniques do you use to play in that style?
This kind of music, that's, you can change whatever you like. You can change, like, whatever you can to play this one. And you can add a lot of technique inside. You can play very simple. You can play very hard. You can play, like, put a lot of techniques. And back home now, when we start the music, when the people, they start music at the institute or at the college, we play a lot of classical stuff, but it's not like here, but it's close, and like a bowing and like a, going to the position, different position, and using double stop harmony. After that, when you learn these kind of techniques and when you are going to play this traditional music, it's easy and you can do whatever you like. You can put, because when I play this music, not everyone can play the same. If I play by myself, I play in this way, this way. But when we are like five or six or three or two, we can decide, okay, we'll play like this. We are playing, okay, we will decide to play like this. But if I play by myself, I play in my way. But when we are playing with the group, we should decide, okay, we say, some one of us play like this, show it to us, and play like this, and use this kind of technique two or three times, and we memorize it, and we play.
So when you say the same, you mean everyone's playing in unison? They're all playing the
unison,
same line?
Yes. All the players, they play unison.
Wow. And yeah. Now those pieces are being rearranged to include harmonies.
Yes, yes. When you hear this music like 50 years ago and now, it's a huge difference. Hmm. The quality of the record, the players, and the instruments before, they don't have it, and now some people they play, and you can use samples to play it by keyboard. Yeah, it's easier now.
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Are you a traditionalist? Do you like to see the music that you grew up on stay the same way, or are you okay with this evolution?
Yeah, that's a good question. For me, I like the traditional and the old way. Why? Because if we play like this, we are going out of the, like, it's not like the music we heard it before. Because when you change it, every time, every year when you are changing, and when someone's singing this song and you change and you add a lot, maybe after 10, 15 years, 20 years, the people, they forget this music we had before. Everyone listening to this one. But if you play the same way that they played before and we have it before, that will be perfect, because we keep our music, our culture, our everything. But when you change, no, I don't like it too much. Yeah.
And then that also brings to mind, when you learned, your instrument is violin. Are there more traditional instruments where this style is easier to play, where the instruments are tuned for those specific scales that you play, for example? Is it unique to play this music on a violin, or is there a more traditional instrument that this would be played on?
Actually, that's not our instrument. But now is many people, they play violin. Why? Because in the past, we don't have like a lot of musicians and player. For example, most of the people, they learn in Baghdad. They graduated in Baghdad in 50s, 40s, like this. And when they came back, some of them, they learn violin. That's why everyone like violin. Like if you have more wind, like player and piano, and any kind of instrument, we can learn different instrument. But just we have like four violin player, we can learn like piano and woodwind. That's why it's like very famous. This instrument is very famous. But that's most of the people back home, we play string instrument. Why? Because playing this kind of music and playing the quarter tone is easy. It's not like a wind instrument.
Is it easier to manipulate the sound to
yes,
play that quarter
tone? It's hard because you can do it by your mouth or like, I don't know, that's hard for the for the clarinet player, for the flute player, because it's not like a fingering to change your finger. Because you can make this when you are playing. It's not like, for example, if I put my first finger a little bit back, this is quarter tone. If I play a little higher, this is the whole note or the half note.
It's as simple as moving your finger as yes. opposed to adjusting your yeah. airstream or your embouchure, your mouth to yeah, to shape that note. Is that
yeah, right? That's why back home most of the people, they can play a lot of this traditional music and this folk song. The string player, they do this. We have like the clarinet player, flute, oboe, they play, but it's not like something everyone can play this. It's hard.
I see.
I see.
Maybe we could hear another tune if you'd like to play some more for us.
Of course.
Love to hear that.
Yeah.
What would you like to play now?
Now I'll play one of the very famous music. We call it Fatima Duchai Mestem. It's one of the very famous singer. They sing this song in the past. And when you play this one, everyone, they memorize and they will sing with you. Mm. That's, yeah.
Well, wonderful. We'd love to hear that.
Yes, of course.
It was so cool hearing the melody weave around the scale that you were playing. I love that. We should move on to something that is really important that you're doing for the community of Kalamazoo and a greater community as well, and that's Orchestra Roa. Did I say that correct?
Yes, yeah. Roa.
Roa.
Yeah, Orchestra Roa.
And maybe if you could explain what Orchestra Roa is and its mission, and you are the founder of that, is that correct?
Yes,
me, alongside your wife.
Yeah, my wife and I, this founder for this, and Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, they support and this umbrella for this program. Roh, it means soul. My wife, she's teaching at WMU. She's teaching Arabic class, and when the Syrian refugees came to Kalamazoo, she did a lot, translate many things, yeah, for them. And we helped them a lot, and we did a lot of volunteering for them, like taking them to the doctor, taking them to the like shopping, or if they need like doctor, and the, we went with them, and we explained for them what they need because they didn't know the English. And when I saw the kids, and we talked together, and I told them why we are not making orchestra or group or teaching them music, because you know that music is universal language, and they can communicate, and they can talk, and they can participate of the activities at school because of their language. Now they are doing great now, but before, I'm talking about like a year and 3 months ago, because we started last March, almost like 1 year and 2-3 months.
So the program has been in existence for a year and 3 months.
Yeah. And I told them, okay, we'll start music because you don't have to talk. Just you play. When you play, everyone can understand you. That's our message. We need to tell everyone, okay, we can do this. And they're interested. And I talked to Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. And I want to say thank you for Liz, because she helps a lot, and Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra, and I want to thank for Suzuki Academy. They provide the space, and I want to thank all the co-sponsor and the volunteers and the driver. They help the kids. The first concert we did, I told them, do you remember I told you, you don't have to talk, just play, everyone can understand you. That's the idea for this. I want to make the kids happy.
That's so wonderful that you've given them a voice when they quite literally didn't have one, since they didn't speak the English language.
Yes, exactly.
So what does a rehearsal look like? What types of music do you play? How long does rehearsal last? Could you walk us through a typical orchestra row rehearsal?
Yes, actually we are using some songs in the books we are using, and some Suzuki songs. And every concert I arrange 2-3 Arabic music because they grow up with this. Now the kids, they are playing their traditional music. And every time we will do 2-3 songs, that's one of the kids we have. She's singing with the orchestra. And the other, they play and they are singing. They are singing and playing at the same time. That's good for them. And I use some classical music that is like something for strings.
So it's a balance of your traditional music with a little Western or traditional European.
Yeah, because when they learn the classical and the techniques, it's easy to play this their traditional music.
Yeah, I happened to be at one of the Kids in Tune performances where Orchestra Roa performed, and you performed a traditional folk song, and I saw the young girl singing the song. I don't remember what it was, but it was amazing to see everyone transfixed, because, you know, as you said a short time ago, they were in a different place and unfamiliar setting, and to see them performing their music to an appreciative crowd was really, really special.
Yes.
I wonder, what does it mean to you to have come to this country and already have given people not only a voice to speak for themselves, young musicians, but to let the general public know about this great music tradition? How does it make you feel to see all these things happening? Because you're a pretty busy man, I imagine, with all these
yes,
projects.
Actually. Making Orchestra Roa especially, I wanna make something for the kids happy, and they don't feel they are in different place. And the good thing in Kalamazoo is the best area. The people, they are very helpful. They are very nice. They are helping, like, the refugees, and they don't care where are you from, where are you came, they don't care. They are listening to you. You have something they appreciate and they accept it. That's a good thing. That's why we can make these like communication and making orchestra and this.
It's so important to have a receptive community.
Yes.
And it's great that you're creating a community for your students to help them with feeling homesick, and in turn, I'm sure that helps you to deal with that too. So that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to close with musically? Would you like to play one more tune for us?
Yes. Now, maybe another maqam.
I'd love to hear that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in WMUK's Takeda studio here with Ahmed Tofik, and let's hear that now.
Violinist Ahmed Tofik. He's a co-founder of Orchestra Roa, spelled R-O-U-H, and is also involved with the Bayati Ensemble for college-age musicians and his own performance group, the Bahar Ensemble. Hear more music and the complete interview with Craig Freeman on our website, wmuk.org. Craig Freeman's music features for WMUK are made possible in part by a grant from the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation. I'm Kara Lawrence. This is Weekend Let's Hear It. Have a great weekend.